Ho, ho, ho to all my hoes out there, the whole train. This is the Christmas episode of Uptown ENT. Here as always with my main man, B. Oh yeah, I'm low, by the way.
What up, y'all? What's going on? Day after Christmas. Not the day after Christmas, but you know what I'm saying. A couple days after Christmas.
Shit, you might have, well, we like a day short. It's all good. Shit, still feel like Christmas. Tree still up.
Yeah, we don't come down until after the first, which I ain't know that. No, we just too lazy to take it down.
Nigga, I can't wait to take that damn tree down. I want to take that motherfucker down Christmas night.
Oh yeah, it should come down. Ain't no more gifts coming in. We just want it for the lights, festive.
Man, I guess so. I guess so, man.
Like everything's just been crazy. Like I hope everybody had a good Christmas and got at least their kids was able to get what they wanted. I hope.
Yeah, man. Chris, hey, you know what? You know what, man? Let me go ahead and take this time now to go on my rant. You grown motherfuckers, you grown quote unquote woke motherfuckers, y'all get on my nerves, dog. Why y'all talking about some, I don't celebrate Christmas, I don't celebrate, you know, the white man's holiday, or it's a pagan holiday, it ain't really Jesus' birthday. Niggas get real religious when it come time for Christmas. Why is it? And they do all this other shit throughout the year.
Man. So.
Dog. I seen a nigga say that he giving out prayers for Christmas. He giving his kids prayers for Christmas. I said, you sorry motherfucker, but go ahead.
But it ain't really Jesus, but we don't really know when it was, do we? Like, unless we get a time machine and go back.
Right.
We don't know, man. Fuck all the bullshit. Like COVID going on, pandemic, people losing family members. You need something festive, man. Like, sometimes you gotta put your, like, thoughts and whatnot aside and just be happy you're here and whatnot. And your kids, like, fortunate enough. Man, do it for the kids. They don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
You don't want them to walk around like a damn negative person, man. They don't understand all that. That's why they grew up fucked up in life. Like, they don't know.
Dude, what I'm saying is yoga. Like, I mean, all of us, I think everybody that's in within our age range, and that's what made me mad when I see niggas who we went to high school with, and I'm like, dude, I know you celebrated Christmas because you used to come back to school wearing all your new shit and bragging about what you got, but now it's time for your kids to do it. I don't give a fuck if you don't like Christmas, nigga. Celebrate that shit for your kids. It ain't about your grown ass.
You came to school with the new Jordans, the new they wasn't retros back then, but they was actually
they was the new
yeah. Yeah, you came just with the new 13s. Come on, man. Elementary school 13. Maybe they did re-retro them, like when we got to high school for the second year.
Maybe.
I can't remember. Anyway, this is a different story for a different time. But, man.
but now your ass got all these fucking morals. And I'm like, nigga.
Just say you. Hey, man. Just
say that, right?
Your ass, you can't afford to get your kids with the, it ain't really about that. Just take it back and just get them something.
Yeah, right. Like Christmas.
Like they gotta like get one gift. Teach your kids how to be like grateful.
Motherfuckers be talking about Christmas snuck up on them. Like, dog, Christmas. Look, man, we too damn old for that shit. If y'all ass don't start buying shit throughout the year like my ass do.
And trying to save it or just save it until they come around. Because I got my kids at Xbox. I had this shit just sitting there for like a long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dang. Like, well, my wife make me hide it. I'm like, I'll try to give it to them now. I'm like, man, forget waiting for Christmas. They'd be all right.
Hey, I'm the motherfucking worst about hiding gifts, especially because my wife's birthday is 5 days before Christmas. So I just be like, here go your birthday stuff, and then I'd be like, you want to see what I got you for Christmas? And she'd be like, no, nigga, wait. I'm like, man, look, I can't wait because I'm gonna be the forgot where the fuck I hid the shit. Then I'm gonna get mad and start cussing everybody out, thinking somebody took it.
Right. Sure. I did my wife like that. And I forgot she's pregnant right now. So she's super emotional. So she had got me the gift. I was like, oh, you got me something? I was just playing. I ain't get you nothing. She looked at me. She was like, I was like, okay. Because I had it in the trunk. I ain't wrap it because it was too heavy, too big. You know what I'm saying? She had ran upstairs and cried in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, Lord.
God damn. And that kid is why I will not be having
any. I was like, dang, that's what. Like, normally she don't be believing me. Like, I can't really lie for real. So I was smiling when I was laughing when I said it because I was like, dang. And she was like, move. And she ran upstairs. I was like, man. So I just went outside and got the gift out the car and brought it in. I wouldn't have did it. If I would have known she would have went that far, I'm like, God, at least.
She hit you with that I hate you joint, did she?
Oh.
Well, that's good.
She learned her lesson the last time. She said, I took it like, okay, man, shit, I'm going out. This was like 11 years ago, but
I'll be like a true nigga. I'll holler at you.
I thought we was done.
Oh shit. Hey, I think I remember that too. And I was like, dog, y'all wanna talk to me? Nigga was like, nope. I'm out. Shit. Oh man. We ain't got no emails this week. But if y'all do want to email us, you can email us. Uptown ENT Boys at gmail.com. Nigga, I forgot I had a major brain fart.
Man.
What's that?
When motherfuckers say, like, in the music, like, people be fake, acting like they don't be caring when it comes to music. Like, I heard somebody at the gym say, no, I ain't listen to Dre. He be singing on like, the whole album or whatever. I'm like, if you don't listen to him, you know, you be singing on the whole album.
Exactly. Either that or they just regurgitating some shit they heard somebody else say.
Oh man, that's the number one thing I hate, and that followed into something else. But I'm like, you listen to Drake sing, I don't care what you're saying.
You listen to him sing, and you be grooving to it, nigga.
Yeah, because you don't want to hear rappers. He not really a rapper. Him and Future, I don't really consider them rappers. They like Keith Sweat.
I consider light skinned Keith Sweat. Yeah. I consider Future to be more kind of like a like on like some rock star shit with kind of like the way that he kind of like carries himself and then like his songs or whatever. Drake, I mean, Drake just a fucking international superstar. I don't think you could put Drake in any box. He just a fucking musical superstar.
Somebody said a song with Drake on it is worth more than a record deal. I don't know if you saw that. And I had to think about it. And I'm like, that's true, because I'm like, y'all motherfuckers coming out here dissing Drake. I'm like, you might need him on the song to get somewhere.
Well, just like, DJ Academics used to call it the Drake stimulus package, especially, like, remember, like, a couple years ago. Well, not a couple. Damn, we old, nigga. Remember, like, when Migos first came out, and they had that Versace, and Drake had jumped on that motherfucker?
I ain't know who the Migos was.
Hey, man, I'm going to keep it real with you, dog. I'm so glad that they had, at the time, I was glad that they had Drake as the first verse, because I cut that shit off right after Drake finished rapping.
Like, who are these other dudes?
Nigga, I was like, I don't know what these little Muppet baby looking ass niggas talking about. Drake killed it, and I'm done.
Yeah, man, because he came in, and I was like, okay, oh, Drake over with. Who these? He be bringing everybody out, man. He with the baby. The JB Block Boy, whatever.
Block Boy JB. You ain't heard that nigga since, man.
So haven't.
He brought, I mean, Quiet as a Skept, man, for real. Even though I know they had beef like early on in both of their careers, but he brought Future out because he jumped on that Tony Montana remix.
He sure did. They did a whole album. They need to do another album together.
Yeah, because them niggas had beef at first or whatever, which I think mostly everybody's beef with Drake was back in the day was the fact that they was like, okay, this song hot, we about to do a video, and then for whatever reason, Drake wouldn't show up in the video. I don't know if it was, I don't think Drake was trying to big time people because Drake wasn't Drake at that point. I think it might have been some other shit.
How many, okay, Kiki, do you remember any other Drake videos?
I remember that one. He did a video for like when he first came out. He did a video for like Successful and what was that song? You the Best.
He did a video. You see this?
Yeah, because he was standing in the basketball court and shit like that or whatever. I think Kanye directed the video for whatever that was.
There you go. There you go. Back then, Drake was always singing. So now, like yo, that's why I said people was listening to him. Like, how you know he's singing? You don't listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, motherfuckers be fronting for sure. Motherfuckers be fronting on Drake, dude.
I listen to the album just to see what they talk about. I'm like, yeah, I listen to it. Some of the shit hit. Some of the songs, like Future, man, I don't really dig some most of Future stuff, but some of his stuff hit. Like, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm vibing to this motherfucking damn. Damn.
Future make like kind of like mood music. His shit gonna hit depending on what mood you in. You know, whether, you know, you might have had you a few edibles or something, you just vibing, or, you know, you might be having you like a little drink. Future music really hit like between the hours of, I'm going to go ahead and say between like the hours of like 8 to maybe like 2 a.m. If you in your car and some Future come on, especially in the summertime, nigga, I'm staying in this car.
But with Future, it's like, I know he was trying because he got all that child support. Because I'm like, how is this dude broke? Everybody streaming his music.
I mean,
second, he tripped.
That's another word that too. Yeah, nigga, cut that shit out. You too famous to keep on trying to repopulate the earth.
Right.
Because your ass ain't going to always be Future, nigga. Everybody has a moment where they eventually fall off. And I don't know what Future's publishing looks like. If, you know, he owns his publishing, as we didn't see, like a lot of these rappers don't own their publishing. Like Lil Wayne apparently sold off his publishing and Young Money's publishing. So apparently he sold off Drake and Nicki's publishing too.
I heard that. He sold all his masters.
He got like $100 million or something like that. And I'm like, nigga, but you got your shit, Drake and Nicki. And then if you want to throw in like maybe like Tyga, if you want to throw in like Tyga, I mean, because Tyga keep a hit no matter what you say about him. He keep a hit. He like the skinny fat Joe of this generation. Motherfucker keep a hit. Them albums probably gonna be trash, but he gonna have a banger on there. And it's like, nigga, that's all you got was $100 million for that? Drake for fucking publishing alone is like, I should be at least like half a billy. We talking like $500 million just for Drake shit alone.
That's why I'm per $100 million.
Nigga, I don't know. I mean, $100 million ain't no sneezing. But with the amount of money you think that Wayne has, you was like, nigga, that's chump. That should be chump change to you. But of course, as we know, Birdman allegedly has been fucking over people all these years or whatever. So I don't know, dog.
I guess how many of them saw all them songs went platinum. Drake, that he didn't sold. Nicki's went platinum. Mm-hmm. Wayne's songs went platinum. And 100 million?
Nigga. I saw that 100 million. I'm like, that's it?
One of them made that off of one deal. Come on, they had to.
Nigga, they at least, or they've at least grossed that off of one album.
That's how much it costs to get Drake on a feature.
Nigga, all right, okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Nigga, you just couldn't leave it alone. You had to keep on one of them. Yeah.
Cause okay, you getting that money back? Went on a feature. I don't know, man.
Hey, man, I go front, man. I mean, granted, I'm like a little low level, you know, say independent artist or whatever. I do have one song that's almost 500,000 streams though. So, you know, talk shit to your mama, not me. But if I had the money, I would definitely get Drake on one of my beats, man. And I'd be smiling like shit.
He's about to blow up off that one screen.
Nigga.
People listening to that money.
I would gladly go work at the motherfucking OVO sweatshop, nigga. I'd be the motherfucking in-house producer because, I mean, 40 needs some help, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dang.
Oh, man.
Since we on this music shit, you know Eminem dropped a side B to his Music to Be Murdered By?
I heard he did. I haven't listened to it yet. Was that the one where he had the song Zeus on it?
I ain't making that far yet.
Okay, because I know it's a song out with called Zeus, I think it is, where he can, I ain't listened to it, but they talking about he took shots at Snoop. They talking about he took shots at Snoop, he took shots at MGK, and I think they say he took shots at somebody else, but I ain't listened to it, so I can't say yay or nay.
I think he got tired of sitting back, listening to these people just like, because he got a song like, so basically, you know how people moving in goalposts?
Mm-hmm. Always.
He got a song talking about people moving in goalposts, haters. Like, if you hate it, then why you keep clicking on it? Why you keep listening? That's why I keep saying, people keep saying they don't listen to Eminem, but you play Eminem to see what he's talking about.
Man, why do motherfuckers, it's like the argument now with people with Eminem is like, don't nobody in the hood play that shit.
That's what he was talking about on his CD. He was like, man, you listen to that. Listen to it. He was going in like on one of those songs, and he was just like, I don't know. He wasn't talking about Snoop. I could tell with the song that they might be talking about. I didn't hear Zeus. So I'm gonna have to listen to it.
Yeah, Zeus was the song they said that they said that he like got at Snoop. Well, that's what they said. They said he got at Snoop and MGK. I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck he getting at MGK because I thought that shit was over.
Because, you know, I think it was just like one of them things that he circled back to. He was talking about that song, Moving the Goalpost, where you want me to be M, but you don't want me to be M. You want me to be savage, but don't go too hard.
But, I mean, man, you know what, dude? But we call out everybody else when they be kind of like trying to like rehash some beat that's over. So, are we going to treat M the same way? Like, nigga, leave it alone, dog. He ain't talking about you. Don't talk about him. Let it go.
I got to see what he's talking about first. Is he really talking about him? Did he just mention his name? And he mentioned like the beef and what went on behind or what Strike did or whatnot. I don't know. Because MGK did an interview about how his album sales is going down, and he blamed Eminem, the beef with Eminem and stuff. And I don't know, maybe Eminem saying, I told you, I made you famous, and then I'm about to destroy you all in one song. I don't know. I got to listen to it. I can't see him.
I'm going to say, motherfuckers still front like that. If motherfuckers still front, dog, hey, man, say what you want to say, dog. That kill shot did something to him, man. He wasn't expecting that kill shot to come.
Yeah,
it did. He wasn't expecting that. I think that made his ears perk up like, what the fuck, MGK?
He came. But then it came out that MGK didn't write that?
Nigga, nope, we ain't doing this, dog.
No. I'm not even going there. I'm just asking because I'm listening because I'm just going by what I heard on the song that Eminem talking. And he was talking his shit, and he mentioned something like that, and he was like, "Don't tell me who your top five is," especially when he didn't write it. That's what I was.
That could have been. I mean, that could have been something. I mean, that could have been a shot at anybody, though, because how many people have we heard get exposed over the past few years for, like, having ghostwriters, which it really ain't a ghostwriter, like, the whole, like, Drake thing with, like, him and Quentin Miller. I'm like, nigga, Quentin Miller is credited in the songwriter credits. So a ghost is somebody that you don't know about. Now, granted, if you want to go and say, oh, Drake wasn't writing this shit or whatever, okay, but all you had to do was just look in the fucking liner notes. And it shows you the writing team.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like somebody was hiding that shit.
And my thing was Snoop. I like Snoop, but he be coming off as a hypocrite sometimes when he be talking about like rappers. Like Eminem was his favorite for like the longest time, and then like I don't know what changed. I was even shocked when he came out with the interview. I'm like, dang, you was rocking with him.
Well, I think he didn't diss him or anything. He said he was like, man, I still got love for Eminem. Like that's my nephew or whatever. That's the great white American hope and all that stuff, whatever. But he was just like, look, in terms of like these top five lists stay getting people in trouble because motherfuckers getting their feelings. And it's like, dude, I can like a person all day long, but if you asking me who my favorite rappers are of all time, as far as Snoop is concerned, Snoop, like, dude, I've been around since like the late 80s, early 90s or whatever. So you would, you know, and he was naming people from that era though, too.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's why I gotta listen to the song. I don't think he was talking about Snoop like that, because I can't see the reason. You can't even diss Snoop.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I mean, unless you like Spider Loke or somebody, you can't diss Snoop.
I gotta listen to it. Shit. And he did like he made better protest songs than these black rappers, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yo, like, you ain't fucking with that little baby, the bigger picture.
No. That song was dope. I'm talking about like Tip and when Busta Rhymes when they started. I'm like, man, y'all.
You know what though, man? A lot of these motherfuckers, like M just got like that powerful voice or whatever. So M, everything he makes already sound like a damn protest. Just like the way that he raps with just like that aggressive tone or whatever it did. He'll just like stop like right in the middle of the track and just like Trump a bitch and then just go back to start rapping again. we'll talk about that versus in a minute. I got it. So, since I did just mention the Cheeto in Chief. So we ain't getting the $600 now at all. I guess since he was like, they should get $2,000, knowing that fucking Republicans wasn't gonna support that shit. So I don't know if he said that shit is kind of like a final F you to Republicans, like, yeah, I'm about to make y'all look bad because y'all ain't support my voter fraud claims.
Man, because no 600, no 2,000. I don't know what's going on.
And my thing is this, though, man, he could easily, I think it's easy. You sign them fucking executive orders for everything else or whatever. Sign an executive order, be like, nope, I'm putting an executive order in every American getting $2,000 if you really want to do it.
Man. Can you sign me that thing? And Mike Pence made me mad too, because he was talking about how people that make $75,000 and lower, they shouldn't get the $2,000.
They need it more than anybody.
I said everybody need to get it. It's our money. So why not?
Again, maybe it might be a blessing in disguise, B, because remember earlier this year when we got that 1,200, we was like, this going to push some people to another tax bracket, and they going to be having to pay higher taxes, and they going to be real mad. I don't think any kind of stimulus money should be taxable. I mean, it's just like, dude, y'all giving it to us because we in the fucking middle of a pandemic.
Right. Like,
man, it's a bullshit, man. But I hope they work that shit out, or maybe Uncle Joe, great Uncle Joe, and Auntie Kamala, when they get in, they'll go on ahead and push one through. By the way, Georgia, y'all need to go ahead and go vote in this runoff election. Early voting has started. Jasmine, tell your people, tell your niggas that. Damn, I just made her sound like a hoe. Tell niggas who want to fuck you. I don't know if that sounds better or not, but tell, you need to get these niggas in line and tell them to go vote.
Hey, tell them all them cats is does clouding up your inbox on Facebook or whatever you want.
Right.
Go vote. Nah, I may be entertained. talking right. to me.
Yo, I only fuck with niggas who vote.
Right.
So we missed last week, but I do want to talk about this. I do want to talk about that, man, that Bay Area, that Yay Area versus with my man Too Short, who I'm gonna put it out there. Too Short is actually, I don't know where he fit in my top five. But as of right now, he like number one of my top five rappers. And that was even before the verses. Cause I was running around telling my wife like for months, like, Too Short don't get this motherfucker respect. That nigga been down since the 80s.
Right. And he just, his beats just hit. Like, and then he had them ain't even like gangster, them pimp rhymes.
Man, he basically has like, which a lot of them rappers in the on the West Coast, you know, they take like a lot of the inspiration from like Parliament and like George Clinton and stuff like that, Bootsy Collins and all them people, and the way they got around with like using samples and shit like that for all these years, they would just have a live band come in and just reproduce the record, and then that's how you get away from like not having to pay samples and shit.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's a way. I mean, it's a way around everything. I mean, I feel like if you really, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's easier said than done. But if you a real one, you know, you gonna go ahead and be like, yeah, of course, this is like, you know, whoever's like music. I just had like a live band play it, so I wouldn't get a copyright strike. But I don't know. Maybe you can still credit them in some way or whatever. Especially if it's an artist who, like, you know, you ain't heard from in years, who probably fell on hard times and shit. You know, maybe they can get a kickback on the royalties. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So what did you think about the verses, man? I know me, you, and Will was up in the group chat having a fucking ball being some old niggas.
I was vibing to it. I just wanted them cats to stop talking. Man, they spent like a whole hour.
Hey, they went from talking. I think somebody told them, like, nigga, y'all need to speed this shit up. They just kept on going back and forth with songs.
I'm sure it was too busy trying to put people on game. I was like, it's too late for them. If they don't know by now, they never gonna know. Like he was talking about King Von. He was like, why are all these rappers dying right now? Man, they ain't got no protection. You got all these people around you, but ain't nobody got guns. What's going on? Somebody's supposed to put a gun in somebody's hand to protect you. And I was like, it's too late for them. They don't know by now, because some of these kids and rappers coming up thinking they untouchable for some reason. Like, they trying to live that same life. Like, shit, I walked around like this. I could walk around like this now. No, you can't. People jealous of you right now.
I think Short was just taking his opportunity. Short and 40. They was taking their opportunities to be like OGs or whatever and be like, man, like he even called out the people, you know, about like the Gucci and Jeezy battle. He was like, yeah, y'all was tuning in that shit because y'all was waiting for some violence to kick off or whatever. Like y'all was tuning in that shit for the wrong reason, which I was one of them people.
Yeah, I was too. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga, I was like, these niggas gonna get to fighting and I'm gonna be watching.
I want to be there. I don't want to hear nobody telling me the story. I want to be in that story.
they was gonna cut that feed.
Yeah, I had to tell them, like today's they can't be like Too Short and E-40 and walk around and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
In these times, and that's what he was preaching. I'm like, you can't preach that now, man. They can't walk around like y'all.
And not that the two of them ain't had beefs with like other rappers and stuff like that, but that shit was either kept like real quiet or it got squashed real fast.
Well, shit, then wasn't Too Short beefing with Jermaine Dupri? He still rolled up in ATL.
Was he beefing with Jermaine Dupri? I never heard. I knew the only people I know Too Short beef with. I know he beefed with the Loonies for a minute.
That's who it was, and he rolled. He was in ATL in that city.
The Loonies from Oakland.
I thought they was from ATL.
Nah, them Bay Area. Yuck Mouth and Numbskull.
Who was he beefing? Man, well, I'm tripping now. He was beefing with somebody at ATL. He still showed up in the same city.
I don't know, because, you know, for a minute, he lived in ATL, too, because that's how he started. You know, he had, like, that career resurgence, like, in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, when he got with Lil Jon.
Yeah, because the only Oakland people I know he was beefing with, I guess he was beefing with the Loonies, and he was beefing with MC Hammer, too.
Yeah, but they, man, him, but see, both of them beefs was kind of like, I know, like, with the Looney stuff, it was mainly, like, what was that, KNL or whatever, it was some radio station out there that was kind of, like, pitting the two of them together, and Too Short and Yuck Mouth both talked about it. They was like, man, look, Yuck Mouth was like, man, look, dude, Short saw us, like, at, like, one of them, like, little summer radio jam things, and he was like, look, man, my beef ain't even with y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all from Oakland, I'm from Oakland or whatever, it's all love or whatever, but we got to go on ahead and, you know, I need to go ahead and go holler at these program producers because they keeping some shit going in the city.
That's all the DJs.
Yeah, so it wasn't even the fact that he had a beef with the Loonies, and he was like, look, man, my problem ain't never been with y'all. My problem been with these motherfuckers, and y'all just got wrapped up in it somehow. He beefed with somebody else in Oakland, dog, and it was like he dropped a diss song on that nigga, but it was like comical. Like, I was laughing during the whole thing because, I mean, you think about Too Short dissing somebody.
He ain't that kind of rapper, man.
He ain't that kind of, like, Too Short. You know, he ain't never came across as, like, no gangster or nothing like that or whatever, but he do roll with gangsters. But Too Short, like, them dude, he like one of them dudes, he like, look, man, I'm going to go ahead and get on these bitches. I'm gonna go ahead and smoke my weed, and I'm just going to chill out. Like, Too Short was, like, a chill-ass rapper.
Mm-hmm. Especially when he came out this season. I'm a player.
Yeah. And I think the same thing kind of like goes for 40 or whatever. Like 40, I mean, 40 got, oh, you know what, B, hold up. I think Too Short and Tupac had an issue for, I don't know if it ever got solved before Pac died, but I do remember there being a fucking issue with them too.
Didn't he say Tupac was the greatest rapper ever?
That's what E-40 said.
Yeah, I had a problem with that because I'm like before he got with Death Row maybe, but
I guess it depends on what era you came up in, and then what part of the United States you grew up in.
I liked him before he got with Death Row, like Tupacalus Now, all them albums, man. But he got with Death Row, he had a few hits, but he just. Me and you, like, growing up in that day, didn't know it. We thought he was a real gangster, but then come to find out, he was just acting. Like, dang, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you can say something like that for all these people. I mean, hell, Faison Love, it seems like every week is calling some rapper out for being a fake gangster. Like, I think he called Jay-Z out for being a fake drug dealer and was, you know, talking about, you know, he got text messages and recorded phone calls with Jay-Z friends and shit like that. Or motherfuckers like, nigga, Jay-Z wasn't ever on the corner and selling in front of Marcy projects and shit like that or whatever. He would always run and shit when you know, it was time to put in work.
Didn't Nas say that?
I think Nas did
say that in his raps. You know what I said? Because after watching that damn movie, Shantae, or Roxanne, hey, don't watch that movie, y'all. Nas was in that movie for a little short bit, but he was on the block. I had to believe Nas at this point. But yeah,
hey man, I think it is always some kind of embellishment or whatever. But if we really go ahead and be real, it goes the other way too. Because even though you wouldn't have known by his music. Motherfuckers who was in the Bay Area, who was like in Sacramento, well, not Sacramento, but like Oakland, Frisco, like that northern California, like that northwestern corridor or whatever, they will tell you that MC Hammer was not to be played with on them streets.
Oh, yeah.
You would never know by his music, but
he had music like that though.
Well, he that was like, but that, what they're doing, like, what was that, the Funky Headhunter? But after that, he kind of like went to more so kind of like dance music and shit like that or whatever.
He went commercial because he was making money. He should have stayed a commercial rapper, and he should have never went to that other bullshit he was doing.
Nigga, well, you know he had to do something because he had signed to Death Row.
Because he was tripping.
Nigga, hey, but man, he should have had
him Death Row. Some Speedos.
Like, come on, I was gonna say he signed to Death Row, they did that Pumps and the Bumps, nigga.
He had the white people like tuned in, man. That's all he needed.
Man.
Like they was vibing to his music, they was buying his CDs because it was clean music for their kids to listen to, and he was in there.
I watched that motherfucking Too Legit to Quit video the other day, dude. That shit was amazing, dude. That shit was like, man, that shit was like a fucking mini movie. I think the video was like 10, 12 minutes long, and like they had, and then they had like a full setup. It was like a 6-8 minute setup before the song even got going. They had like Danny Glover in there and all these other people. Like, man, Hammer gone. Is Hammer coming back or whatever? I don't know. Then they had James Brown kind of like bestowing, kind of like passing the crown over the Hammer in the video of like, yeah, you the greatest entertainer now.
He should have stayed, man. I had the MC Hammer die. I was watching the MC Hammer cartoon.
Hey, I don't want to ruffle no feathers, my guy. But who was the better performer, MC Hammer or Michael Jackson?
Here we go.
I'm just asking a question.
They both was in their prime back then, though. Michael, because he outlasted MC Hammer. Because when they hit Hammer. He started busting them dance moves. I don't know, but then Mike had to. Oh Lord!
They both had like great choreograph sequences. I
think Michael still had it. He still can.
I think, but my thing is though, Hammer was a better freestyle dancer than Michael. Now I'm gonna give Michael his flowers later on in the show. But
hold on, you saying Hammer was a better freestyle? I need to watch.
Definitely a better freestyle dancer, dude. All Michael shit was playing, nigga.
Them Michael's moves, though.
Like nigga, the shit was still playing or whatever. Like, you, man, look, you could drop a motherfucking beat. Well, I mean, obviously, Michael ain't gonna dance now because he dead. Yeah. But you could drop a before he died, and you put both of them on stage, you could drop a beat and Hammer would just go ahead and get busy to it. Mike might just stand back here looking at Bob and say, like, okay, I see you. I see you, Stanley. Go, Stanley.
Mike can hit the freestyle beat, though, man.
Nigga, Mike ain't gonna do nothing but fucking moonwalk, nigga.
he copied James Brown stuff, and then he came up with his own. He was gonna get on there and pop like. That's his... We need a YouTube channel, man. We gotta hurry up and get the YouTube channel so we can have these debates with the videos. We need a YouTube channel so we can do these debates with the damn video.
Nigga, I had them side by side.
Yeah, like, come on, Hammer. He hit that move, and then he did the little typewriter dance, and he used to. I still remember the damn Hammer concerts and stuff. Dang.
Oh, shit.
I will give you this. Hammer had the crowd pumped. Like, if you was at home, he had you pumped. Mm-hmm. As soon as they said Hammer, that beat drop. And then he hit the shoulder move.
Somebody else who I feel like get left off of, like, when they talk about, like, the greatest entertainers in you know, urban, quote-unquote, urban music. It's a couple people, man. Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane used to be out there hitting full. I think he still do be hitting full splits at his fucking shows.
No, I don't think he doing no more, okay?
Big Daddy Kane was an incredible entertainer, and another nigga, dog, my man, Heavy D. Heavy D don't get enough credit for how his big ass used to be on stage entertaining.
I'm surprised he had a harder time. I'm like, dang, boy. He was out there.
Man, speaking of that,
Speaking of
artists, man, yeah, right. He brought some talent to the game too. So, right, so okay, so back to the verses. Who do you think won? If you maybe want to assign a dub to anybody?
Shit, I don't know.
I think the whole Bay Area war, because even though I do like Too Short better as a rapper, you can't front on, man, the fact that, man, 40 has had like some hits.
Yeah, Earl, he used to, man.
Call that nigga Earl.
the hurricane that he brought out. Then he got his own slurricane drinking line.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker Earl Stevens, Mango Scotto.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to say Earl won based off the dance move. This is just a dance move. He entertained the people. He hit the shower. Okay, then he did the little feet pull. I was like, this dude, did he used to dance back in the day? I don't remember none of this.
Oh, I remember him dancing back in the day. Them moves was like a real fluid, dog. I ain't know 40 had it in him.
I ain't either. Man, he miss a beat. And I'm like, okay, this is what they do in the Bay.
Yeah. I mean, you do gotta go ahead. Go ahead.
He hit that drive, that ride the whip or whatever that move was. He kept going back. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it started off definitely like slow or whatever, because I think, man, Too Short left so many songs on the table that he could have had hit. But I think he was trying to do other stuff. I'm like, nigga, you ain't do Cocktails. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he did part of Getting It, but I'm like, you know, I ain't like that Getting It second verse. I feel like he should have did the Getting It first verse.
I don't think they should have hit their new stuff, man. I think they should have kept it 90s.
Yeah, kept it like in their quote unquote heyday. No disrespect, because they still out here making music that jail. But yeah, sure they should be.
Oh, that's my bitch with Ty Dolla $ign and Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
That should go hard. You gotta watch the video with it though, because it's funny.
Well, is that the one with Mike Epps? Nah, the one with Mike Epps in the video. Let's call Me and Your Mama.
No, that's the one. He Too Short and them not even in the video. It's a white family in a minivan.
Oh, they driving in that minivan. Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I was like, I like it. No, because they was into it.
So. Yeah, man, but I mean, Too Short left a lot of songs on the thing, which he did say, because Too Short, like, man, I've been rapping since, like, I've been, like, making albums since, like, what, like, the early 80s? And then you think about it, you're like, fuck, Too Short really been in the game for, like, 30, 40 years, and he is still relevant.
Right, he can't not be relevant. Like, it's Too Short. You can't, like, he made some of these damn nasty ass rappers. He's liquor.
Right. Yeah, these motherfuckers don't be giving Too Short his credit. Like, I mean, Too Short and 40, whatever, because 40 did get mad there for a minute. He was like, man, your favorite rapper be getting stealing his slang from us out here.
Too Short got their music, them beats, but you can't even dance. You pimp walk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, E-40, man, is it just me as when E-40, he was never in his videos. They always had him, like, up in the sky or something like that.
Well, I mean, you got to look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Dude, sprinkle me. He played that. I was like, oh, 45.
Yeah, man. I think that battle helped to see people like, oh, these niggas got, like, a lot of music. And I liked what Too Short was kind of doing too, because he had like stopped for a moment. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and play my song. Then I'm gonna go ahead and play part of the song where, you know, like rappers today have kind of like, you know, sampled it or kind of like, you know, like kind of like, I don't want to say jock my style, but they didn't use my style. Like, you know, when he played that Drake song. He played that Drake and DJ Khaled song where Drake, you know, kind of like twisted up some Too Short bars on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he played like the Wayne song or whatever and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's just like
coming on in other people.
Yeah, it's just like, man, get that man his respect, man. Yeah, I did like when he did that call her a bitch, because I was like, that's one of my favorite songs right there.
Crazy, man.
And they said a bitch is a once a motherfucking cock bleeding. I said, God damn.
I can't remember. Did he play Step Daddy?
Nah, he didn't play Step Daddy.
He was, oh.
Dude, he left so many fucking, that's what I'm saying. He left so much on the table. The nigga was drunk, so maybe he didn't really plan this shit out that well.
Yeah, he planned out his switching jerseys out. And them shirts.
Nigga, he was putting on for Oaktown, nigga. He had to put on that motherfucking that Oakland A's motherfucking that Oakland A's jacket was a beast.
Man, Oakland A's anything is just tough. It's ridiculous.
Man,
just the way they sported, I guess.
I used to have that Oakland A's fitted new era cap, dog. Man, I used to love that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I don't know nothing about the damn team, but that shit just hit.
It just hit, man. We saw our fucking favorite rappers wear that shit, man. Just like I never forget. It used to be niggas on the West doing it more. I think a lot of us got our style from niggas on the West, man. Cause like I had never seen a black person wear a hockey jersey until I saw Snoop. Snoop wearing the motherfucking Mighty Ducks jersey. Rangers. Nigga. Yeah, Rangers jersey. Nigga, I was like, what? Black people can wear hockey jerseys? Like, I thought that shit was illegal, man. I was a young, stupid dude.
But look, man, because I was growing up, I was like, maybe it's because their parents was probably shopping at Goodwill if they was poor, the way they be rapping.
Yeah.
And they probably had them jerseys there, and it was like, hey, this your long sleeve shirt for the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And shit, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So I guess that's it for music. Before we get to the sports segment, I do want to send a RIP to, I think his name was John Hewer, but most people probably know him better as Luke Harper in the WWE or Brody Lee in, AEW. He passed away last night. He was 41 years old. Yeah, man, they said he passed away from a non-COVID lung issue.
Damn, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy, man. He hit that wrestling community hard, too.
I mean, and nobody, like, I didn't even hear that he was sick. I mean, granted, you know, death gonna come to all of us or whatever, and sometimes it's sudden or whatever. Maybe he was sick and people just kept it quiet. But I would think, like, if it's like a lung issue, you would think that he, you know, what's going through it. He was sick for like a minute, you know, because I mean, and maybe he was, because I don't think he had been on AEW for a month or two.
Yeah. He didn't look like he was sick. Maybe that mom thing just snuck up on him. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So RIP to him. Oh, hold up, B. Did you know the Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch got sold?
That motherfucker look like a ghost town. I wonder if they're going to rebuild it. I ain't hear that.
Yeah, the owner of, speaking of hockey, nigga, the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins, co-owner, he bought that joint.
Hmm.
That motherfucking Pittsburgh Penguins hockey jersey was tough, too.
Yeah.
That motherfucker Mario Lemieux or Yarmir Yager throwback. Yeah, nigga, the NHL 93. No, 95. Mm-hmm. I know them niggas' names.
Back then, because we played the damn games on sick.
Nigga, motherfucker, who was my man who played for the Chicago Blackhawks, the motherfucker, Jeremy Roenick? Nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker, him and that Chris Chelios. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Hey, I showed up to school one day with a motherfucker Blackhawks jersey, y'all. Man, them motherfucking white teachers was mad as shit at me.
The Blues, you like, what? I don't know.
Nigga, I ain't know nothing about that. I was like, man, this motherfucker Blackhawks jersey mean, nigga. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Right, and it's keep me warm. It's cold. I'm wearing all kind of stuff.
That motherfucking teacher was mad as shit.
I was wearing Cleveland Indian jackets. I was like, because I'm a Bone fan. I know y'all Cardinals, but damn. Everybody was like, like, all the Bone fans was wearing Cleveland Indian stuff. I don't care what nobody was saying. Like, you could be Cardinals, but it was what it was.
Man, I think especially, like, I think our era, we was, like, one of, like, the first eras who we just rocked the shit based off of how it looked or whatever. Like, it wasn't even the fact that we really had, like, a tie to the team. Like, if we did have a tie to the team, it was just based off of how they uniforms look. Like, the motherfucker, like, the like that Hornets starter jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Or that motherfucker, nigga, that Raiders starter jacket. The motherfucker, Georgetown Hoyer starter jacket.
That Raiders jersey, I forgot that was black and silver, wasn't it? The starter.
Nigga walk around with the matching Raiders snapback on too.
Hey.
Or you really freaky and go and get up, because this was the one of the time where every sport league didn't have fitted caps, so it was only baseball that had the fitted caps that was sold on a regular basis. You go and get that White Sox fitted cap, nigga you be about to get your ass fucking shot, nigga. You go to the wrong damn hood with a White Sox cap on.
I had the White Sox Bugs Bunny cap though. I forgot about that. I probably still got it somewhere in my parents' house.
Can that motherfucker still fit your head?
Shit, I don't know. I'm not hanging up. It's a snapback though. Might not.
You gonna be having that motherfucker tilted off the back of your head like T.I. shit.
I think I still got my Atlanta Braves jacket. It was blue with the white. It was blue, navy blue, and then the sleeves was white with the navy blue cuffs.
Damn. Yeah. I got a motherfucker. I used to have that 49ers joint, that 49ers jacket. It was like the starter making like the pullovers.
Man. The 49ers coach was tough.
Man. I never owned the Dallas one because I never really did fuck with them like that.
I was a Cowboys fan back then, but my mom only bought me one coat, and that was she bought me the damn Bulls starter coat pullover.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I want the Dallas. The Dallas one was hard too. The blue and the silver and the white. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Good times, bro. Real good times.
I like these kids' clothes today. You can't even wear a starter jacket because your favorite player always moves switching teams.
You still could wear a motherfucking hat, you know what I'm saying? Because, I guess it's a good time as any to get into this sports segment. I ain't bought no jersey in years, but I'm gonna still go ahead and rock like my Rockets like t-shirt or my Rockets hat, you know, fitted new era. Yeah, I mean, no matter what happened with this James Harden situation, which I think that James is making it hard on himself, but at the same time, the Rockets need to share some blame in that shit too, because apparently they just been letting James do whatever the fuck he wanna do for the past decade. With showing up to practice late, missing team meetings, staying over in cities just so he can go to the strip club. And I know you give like superstar players, you get superstar players like some leeway or whatever. I understand that. But James ain't won no ring. And this ain't even no shot at James. But I'm like, nigga, you need to start bringing some rings in here before we start giving you some damn, you know, you know, like that treatment, like where you got carte blanche over the franchise.
Man, I saw the Lakers game, but then I saw Durant back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably gonna be some trouble. Nets coming in, Curry and them fumbling.
Nigga. Oh, man. Nigga. Nigga. Did you see that game on Christmas Day against the Bucks?
Nah, I missed that.
Man, they blew. They got they motherfucking boot smoke, man. Giannis and them beat them niggas by like 38 points.
Like, the Golden State, they like, I'm like, yeah, that's what y'all motherfuckers used to look like back in the day before y'all got that team going.
Nigga, but the only person they missing is Klay. I mean, but that just shows you how much Klay brought to the team or whatever, because without Klay being out there, everybody could just key in on Steph.
And Steph, he, I don't know what's going on with that motherfucker. He injury prone.
He looking that nigga looking real mortal. He ain't doing all that shit coming up and hitting from like motherfucking a foot behind the damn 3-point line and got his motherfucking mouthpiece out his mouth and he chewing on his shimmy and this shit like that. He ain't doing none of that this year.
Like,
but I mean, when Klay come back, though, I think they will go on ahead and return to form, but whatever. Them niggas ain't. I'm gonna enjoy these niggas being bad or whatever, because we might be bad this year, too.
Shit ain't in this. Look at basketball. I mean, the Lakers going. The fans coming back out of hiding now. All the Lakers here.
Hold on, dog. You ain't talk about your man Kuz. Your man Kuz signed that motherfucking extension.
That dude out there still clowning, man.
I think, man? I think that Kuz signing that extension, that is kind of like, you know, Jeannie Buss letting LeBron know, because LeBron don't want Kuz on that motherfucking team. You could just see how the way he act with Kuz. He don't want Kuz on that team. That might be Jeannie Buss letting LeBron know, like, nigga, you don't run this franchise. I do.
We'll see what that motherfucking rest of the season, his new shoes on. And then somebody need to tell AD to take them Kobe's off and play some damn some high tops and protect them ankles of his.
Exactly. As injury prone as his ass he is.
About their playing in them damn Kobe's. I was like, oh no.
Why he don't play it on LeBron's?
Why he don't play in any, I don't know. Because LeBron is basically your typical basketball shoe from comfortable and support.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kyrie shoes. I'm like the best you to play basketball in.
That nigga KD might as well be out there playing as a motherfucker VaporMax.
Dude, yeah. KD tripped it too. He's still playing and running shoes. I was about to say our feet messed up.
Hey, these Bigfoot niggas love to wear low tops. I don't know if they think the high tops gonna make their feet look funny or something, but nigga, you better protect them motherfuckers.
Hey, that's your money.
Nothing really happened in the NFL of note that I know of. Shit. I don't know. You got anything else for sports before we jump into movies and TV?
I know these Steelers fans, they probably might be on 11 and 4. They was all body, body, and now they quiet, quiet.
I see that.
Didn't know what's his name say that. I think I got that from AJ Johnson.
Man, yeah, I guess. So I guess we'll go ahead and jump into film and TV.
Yeah, Mario.
I guess first up, man.
About these damn Marvel movies. I told him. Y'all talking, y'all, I seen y'all critiquing this Wonder Woman movie. But that movie, just like the other Marvel movies, plot.
Yeah. I think they did a good job of nailing the 80s, though, especially like in the first half of the movie. They did a really good job of nailing the 80s.
Yeah, because the cars and the motherfuckers being harassing people.
Yeah, then the way they was dressing and stuff like that. I think they did a pretty good job of nailing the 80s in the first half of the movie. I'm gonna just say this: I think the movie was just okay. But I wasn't really expecting much from a Wonder Woman movie because I don't think Wonder Woman movies are made for men, makes sense. I think it's basically on like some women empowerment shit, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't gonna say I hated the movie because I didn't hate the movie. I did like Christian, what was her name? Kristen Wiig as a Cheetah. Yeah. I did like that. The dude who played Maxwell Lord, he took a little getting used to, but now that I think about it in retrospect, I think that he played Maxwell Lord the perfect way because Maxwell Lord always came across as kind of goofy in the comic books to me. And I was like, y'all gonna let this motherfucker dominate everybody?
Why does Maxwell Lord have like five different renditions of himself in the DC universes, which I don't understand. You never know which one you're gonna get.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like with a lot of things. It really just depends on the writer. I think Maxwell Lord wasn't really made to be like, you know what I'm saying, this super duper badass until what was that? Infinite Crisis or Countdown to Infinite Crisis, because that's when it was revealed, like, oh shit, this motherfucker like ain't just like a goofy nigga with money or whatever trying to like be friends with the Justice League. Like, this motherfucker really, he can do like some mind control shit or whatever and stuff like that, because that's at the same time where he had killed Ted Kord. He shot him in the head.
He was working with Checkmate. He the one who set that Villains United in motion.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got that or whatever. I mean, I did kind of have a moment where I was like, I know they better not do this when they was in the lab and Diana and Barbara were talking to each other. Or no, Diana wasn't even there. I think it was Barbara and Maxwell. And then Diana walked up and of course Max is like, shit, Max looking at Diana like, God damn, he, you know what I'm saying, he's smitten with her or whatever. Man, motherfucking Barbara was like, she was looking mad. She was like, okay, I'm gonna have to cut this bitch. She trying to take my man.
I'm gonna take you. Barbara, her that character really didn't make any sense. Like the anger and stuff towards Diana. I don't, like after she got like the powers and stuff. Is that
how I was telling you, dog, I don't know nothing about Cheetah, but I think part of it was I don't know. See, you tell me, because I was doing, of course, I was messing with my phone while I was watching it. But was that part of the mind control that Max had? Was kind of like making her feel like, yeah, she looking at you like you inferior to her.
Yeah, I don't think he had any mind control with that. He was being controlled by a guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, so my thing with, I know she said she wanted to be the apex predator, yada yada yada, but what made her she turn into
Randy Orton?
I wouldn't be the apex. And she really thought she was doing something. Like Wonder Woman came back. I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm the strongest woman in the world. You tripping. You thought you was doing something the first time. I ain't have all my strength with me, but I'm just like, I mean, we figured it out that she was losing her powers, and I got, at least I did. I don't know about anybody else. Because of the wish thing, you had to give up something for the wish, because that's what Maxwell was doing. He didn't have to give up any, well, which I didn't get, I guess, at a cost. He had to renounce his wish too, but I thought he became the stone. Like, it's a lot of people saying that there was no plot to this movie. I thought the movie was just okay. I wasn't going to bash it. I was just saying, like, some things were just a little bit off to me in this movie that they really didn't explain a little bit too much. I mean, the action sequence was cool. The movie was very Wonder Woman-ish.
it was like if you don't like Wonder Woman, like you have to like Wonder Woman to actually enjoy Wonder Woman movies. That's the same thing I said about like the first Captain America movie. You have to really be a fan of Captain America to enjoy that first Avenger movie.
Right. So this is what I said. Like, according to people critiquing this second Wonder Woman movie, I said it was okay with, like, the greatest, some of the plots. I'm going to tell you what one person said. They didn't want to watch it because she was running on air in the trailer.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that bullshit.
And I'm like,
Nigga, she wasn't running on air, nigga. If you going to say she running on air, if you want to be stupid like that, then y'all might as well say Peter Parker be running on air when he be swinging through the streets of Queens, New York.
That's all the Marvel movies, all the superheroes be doing it. That's what Will even said that. I was like, I don't have a problem with it because guess what? It's a fucking comic book movie.
Like, dog, hey, man. You know what, man? I'm going to just go ahead and just say this, dog. If you don't like DC movies, just like you said earlier about, like, nigga, if you don't like Drake, if you don't like Eminem, why the fuck do you keep on checking for them?
Right.
If I don't like some shit, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to fight some shit that I know I don't care for into my life because I know I'm not going to like it, and I'm just going to be wasting my time.
Bruh, and I'm defending this movie, and I'm like... Because I hate
that got us offended. It.
I'm reading the reviews and I'm just like, okay, it was okay, but it wasn't that okay. If you critiquing this movie the way y'all critiquing this movie, we about to go to like, hey, I'm guessing. So I was like, Iron Man, all the Captain America movies, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, the first Avengers movie,
that first Thor movie, the first two Thor movies.
Oh, no. Hold on. I didn't even include them. I'm saying the ones that I just mentioned were all the good movies that Marvel made, and the rest of the Marvel movies was trash, according to the reviews that I'm reading on Facebook. The rest of the Marvel movies was trash, man. Don't even. Like, because they keep saying, like, DC this. I'm like, nope. Because the way you talked about that, I told somebody, I was like, the way you reviewed this movie sounded like Far From Home. I'm like, first of all, Peter Parker couldn't fight. He didn't fight until the end of the movie. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He let some dude trick him into taking his glasses. That ain't Peter Parker. I don't care. Yeah, he quirky, but Peter Parker always been smart. Hell, Miles has been fighting. He know better.
This nigga Tom Holland then got finessed in two fucking movies, in two Spider-Man movies. He then got finessed by the bad guy.
Thank you. Who else? And I had to go to Black Panther now. That's gonna be, I get hated for this. But why this motherfucker get beat up the whole movie?
Nigga got his ass kicked.
Killmonger should have been like, whoever did Civil War, that Black Panther should have been in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He should have did this movie. Like, Ryan Coogler was tripping.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who the Corrigan. So the dude, did you watch that Michael Jai White movie that was on Netflix? It was like called Welcome to Sudden Death.
Nah, I didn't catch that one.
Well, it's a dude in that movie, bald-headed black dude. He was the choreographer for the Civil War movie. He was doing the movies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all should have brought him back for the other Black Panther shit. You know, whoever. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, y'all, the way y'all critiquing these movies, they was doing it in the other movies, but what made the movies great?
The shit don't be matching up, man. That be my whole thing. Because I'm like, dog, y'all, like, what is wrong with y'all?
And I'm about to go in because I'm waiting for the answer. He angry react to it and put up a meme. And I'm like, I mean, you can angry react to it all you want to, but you know it's true. I'm waiting for the combative.
And these motherfuckers was quiet as shit about the motherfucking, my thing is this, though. If you gonna critique this movie, you gonna critique the Wonder Woman movie, which I ain't got no problem with people critiquing it, then you better have said the same shit about the Captain Marvel movie.
Exactly. And I actually like the Captain Marvel movie. But I'm here for, I'm like, oh, so I guess this movie was trash too, because it's girl power. Hey, it's for women. I mean,
them niggas got so quiet. Them niggas, they get so quiet when the movies ain't good. Because I ain't heard no, they couldn't even lie and say Captain Marvel was good. They just didn't say nothing about it.
They sure didn't. Nothing. It's a lot of the movies they ain't say nothing about. They'll never bring up Thor.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Thor was popping when Ragnarok came out. Oh, so now y'all in.
Nigga, what about Thor 1? What about Thor Dark World? Nigga, them movies was... Nigga, Thor lucky he got three movies.
Fucking Iron Man 2 and 3, when they kicked Jon Favreau, they fired him from the set, from directing the movies. Trash.
Man.
He brought y'all the damn Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
He brought you Iron Man 1, and y'all kick him off the set for one and for 2 and 3? Mm.
And I still say 3, the fact that ain't nobody didn't really like took a flamethrower to 3, I'm like, y'all MCU fans, well, except for Will. I think Will is like the only honest MCU fan, but Will is a fan of both of them, which we are too. You know, we a fan of MCU movies too, you know, contrary to what y'all may think, we be playing. But we like some of them, but it's just like the shit ain't balanced, man.
It's died, man, because I can go through here and rip most of these movies. I say I like all the Captain America movies because he the only one doing all the damn fighting. He got all the best fight scenes. And why? Why has he got all the best fight scenes in his movies and nobody else do?
Because Chris Evans is a real action star.
You, man.
I'm just saying.
Watch all the first Avengers movie. All the fight scenes. The second Avengers movie. I don't know what they was thinking on the second one. Ultron, Age of Ultron wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but I saw so many parts in there where it could have been better. Like, that's why I get so mad when they be like, oh, Justice League, oh, Batman versus Superman. Like, nigga, have y'all seen y'all shit?
Oh, let's. Infinity War was probably the best Avengers movie.
Oh, dude. Well,
let's get the Endgame. Come on. Nope. I tried to like it, and I tried to rock with it. And I just couldn't, because this shit didn't make any sense to me. We didn't did this time travel shit. Captain Marvel. Well, what the fuck did we bring Captain Marvel in for? She just, all her major role was to bring Tony Stark back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to play a major part. Trash.
Nigga, they relegated that movie to being a fucking comic, fucking comedy. Like, that was basically, that shit was a superhero comedy.
Right, and who had the best fight scene in the whole movie? Captain America. Go back and think about it.
These niggas mad. These niggas gonna be so mad. Who had fuck the these best niggas, you heard what they said.
Who had the best fight scene in that? He picked up Thor's hammer, and we going by, and I'm just saying this, the way the people were critiquing Wonder Woman movie. Now, we all got to go ahead. I don't really critique these movies like that. I just watch them and be like, it is what it is. I just didn't, right. I didn't fuck with it. But now we critiquing these movies to the point to where all these movies are running together. Nah, I ain't going to let that ride. I argue to death with this shit. And I'm going to say it, Captain America, again, had the best fight scene. And that was the most exciting scene in the Endgame. That time travel shit almost fell asleep on. Like, when we gonna get to the
part? I did fall asleep on it.
And then the shit didn't make sense. How we just bringing the stones back? So who got the soul stone back, and why didn't Black Widow come back? Why we ain't just go back in time? Like, I want them to do that whole Thanos story arc over again, because this motherfucker got the Infinity Stones. He made half the world disappear and went back on the farm, and this motherfucker just weak. That's all we get. This motherfucker did that shit in the comic books. He was still causing mayhem.
That shit was very anticlimactic.
Oh, so you can't use the Infinity Stones more than once or twice or whatever? He destroyed them? Is that what he said? Because of the balance? What? That's not Thanos.
Right.
Just motherfucker. What is Thanos? The Mad Titan. Why the fuck was Thanos in this movie? He did one Mad Titan thing. And then he just he went into hiding. No. I was expecting, oh, it's about to get real. And then Endgame came out. But they chopped his head off. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I'm going home. That just baby back.
You got up and walked out.
That made me mad, man. Y'all can have it in the end game where everybody came back. Captain America already had a damn fight scene. Everybody else was getting tossed up. That's to let you know that Marvel fans get too excited. Oh, let's put this thing in there. They forget the rest of the movie.
Oh, man. So, you know what, though? With this history, which it seems like we got a history now of these of people not liking these women's films. Are you prepared for the goalposts to be moved with the new Black Panther when Shuri becomes Black Panther? If a motherfucker's acting like it's the greatest women's superhero movie ever because it's her and it's Black Panther. Cause you know they gonna do it, dog. Just get yourself ready for it.
They better keep that same energy.
Nigga, do they this ever though?
This dude, hey, hold up. He said Marvel ain't made a bad movie.
What? Nah, man. He ain't tell you that.
You
ain't tell you. He ain't tell you that, dog. See, you about to have me acting like Booker T and shit. Tell me you did just say that.
You did say that.
Go ahead.
I'm saying Thor 1 and 2 trash. Iron Man 2 and 3 trash.
Nigga, Spider-Man Homecoming, Far From Home trash. Captain Marvel trash.
I can't say I actually like Captain Marvel, but the way they critique Wonder Woman like that.
Nope, that shit trash now too. Oh shit. Nigga, how can you fix your mouth to say that Iron Man 3 was a good movie with the way they did the Mandarin?
Right.
See, man, that's why I be leaving them groups, man, and I don't talk to nobody about this shit, dude, because, well, I mean, except Aaron, because he emails in and then Will, because that's our boy, but I don't be talking about these MCU movies with people, man, because it's like, man, talking to some of these MCU fans about their movies, it's almost like having a sports debate with a woman. It's like, she don't know what the fuck she talking about, but she's just going to keep on yelling at you about some shit. She feel like because she's saying it, it's a fact.
Man, I'll write the letter.
Who you write the letter to?
Oh, movie, I'm sorry. I'm going to, when I got the Spider-Man. Oh, man, he got me on this.
You gonna write Kevin Feige, nigga?
He said, "Oh man,
oh shit!
You ain't watching no Marvel movies. You ain't watching. Oh man."
This motherfucker really said they ain't never made a bad movie. Man. Hey, dude. He really said they ain't never made a bad movie. I don't believe this shit.
I had to go Endgame. I had to tell her how I'm about to bring the fire, man. Somebody for to give me heat. I said Endgame was whack too.
Yeah. Man. All right, man. See, you done just ruined the move, nigga. I just want to end the show now. So I'm gonna get to my throwback. Cause that's a bullshit, man. Hey, so my throwback for this week, I feel like I should give y'all two throwbacks since I did miss last week. And I think I will. But let me go and get this first one out the way. First one, B, I told you I was going to give my man MJ. Yeah, he my man now. I'm going to give my man MJ. Surprise. Nigga, I didn't hit that Hulk Hogan backflip. Hey, my throwback of the week comes from Michael Jackson protégés, Brownstone. If you love me. For y'all new Jacks, you may be familiar with Brownstone because Tory Lanez sampled their song for that Say It. I think that was like Tory Lanez's first big hit.
They were
the first. I think they might have been the first or only act that was signed to MJ's record label back when he had an imprint back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a record label and they were on there.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, nigga. They said they went and performed in like Epic Records because it was his record label was like a subsidiary from under Epic Records, and they said when Brownstone first went to perform, the three girls walked into the room and the lights was off, and they was like, y'all just start singing, and they started singing, doing them harmonies and shit, and they turned on the lights, and Michael Jackson was sitting right there.
I'm gonna go back and YouTube this.
So, man, it was beautiful, man. Brownstone don't get enough credit. I think one of the members died like a few years ago. I think one of the other members is like a teacher now. But yeah, man. So, and then my other one, my other throwback. Let me see, because I wrote this shit down, dog. Damn, I think I forgot it. Damn, man. Hey, my other throwback is hey man, we mentioned him earlier, man. My other one is from Too Short. Song is called I'ma Stop, featuring Devin the Dude, Twista, and 50 Cent. Nigga, this might be the only time I've heard a 50 Cent song and I liked it. Even though, granted, it wasn't a 50 Cent song, but that verse he put down was flawless.
Now, do you not like 50 Cent because he took Ja Rule out the game?
I don't like, I mean, that kind of has parts in it. I ain't really like 50 even before when, like, I ain't like when he came out like with the How to Rob shit. But then again, I'm not really, I don't like that kind of rap though, because I'm like, nigga, like, when 50 came out, dude, it seemed like all he was just doing was just taking aim at people who was on top or who was like more famous than him. And then the way he kind of like got Ja Rule out the paint, talking about some, yeah, nigga, you be making no motherfucking love songs or whatever. You a motherfucking wankster, nigga. You ain't a gangster. But then as soon as he got Ja Rule out the paint, this nigga started making the same kind of records that Ja Rule was making. Like with having the R&B artists on the hook and shit like that. And I was like, nah, man, that ain't cool. You said what?
I don't think I remember that.
Remember what?
What you just talking about that with the who'd you see was singing in the background?
Nigga. He had like that song with Justin Timberlake. He had the song with he had a host of songs with Olivia doing that.
He did her 30.
Nigga. You could even go to like to the Nate Dogg when he had Nate Dogg on that 21 Questions, nigga. That was a fucking love song. Like, let's not do that. But it's just like, dude, after you just finished talking about this nigga Ja, and Ja served some Ja at fault too, because Ja should have just ignored that nigga. When Ja started giving that nigga attention, that's what made people like, no, let me go check out this nigga 50 Cent, see what he got to say. But he did write on that song though. You need to check that joint out. It's too short. I'm gonna stop. And man, Devin the Dude, great on the hook, but the I'm gonna stop remix is like Devin the Dude actually get a verse. And you know how I feel about Devin the Dude. Devin the Dude is in my top five rappers too. Man, Devin the Dude is fucking amazing, man. So just check that shit out, man. Like, Devin the Dude is one of them type of dudes where like he be singing, but he be like singing like a fucking old blues singer or some shit, but that shit sounds so good. My nigga say, I'm gonna stop putting this dick up in you, bitch, if you don't stop calling me. he said he's smoking, drinking, and thinking about pussy, not necessarily hers. So just leave him alone for a minute. He finna fuck with a few of these whores.
Man, mm-hmm. I told you a lot of people sleep on them, dude. We said that a couple weeks ago. They sleep on Devin the Dude.
And since they doing these verses where people are they doing like these more area centric verses. Like we just had like the Battle of Atlanta with T.I. and not T.I. shit, fucking Jeezy and Gucci, and then we had the Battle of the Bay with Short and 40. They need to do a Houston battle and nigga have Devin the Dude and Scarface go hit for hit.
I think it would
work or whatever, because them dudes are more similar in style than people that want to admit. Because if you know the history of the shit or whatever, Scarface actually discovered Devin the Dude. He's the one who broke Devin the Dude. He's the one who brought Devin the Dude to rap a lot and Lil J, and he was like, man, you need to fuck with this dude. But this was like, but I don't think Jay ain't wanna fuck with Devin at first. So Scarface was like, all right, look, y'all gonna be a group. And then Devin was in this group called the Odd Squad. And then it was kind of like, then Lil J kind of like saw the talent in Devin. Then he was like, all right, nigga, you know, you rap a lot now, officially solo artist. Yeah. So you got any throwbacks this week?
Nope. I put the pressure on this dude and this Wonder Woman. I've been
I wonder why your ass got so quiet.
I'm getting up to focus.
Nigga. So what was it on Facebook?
Yeah. He actually worked with us. That's the person that said it. I don't know if you know
him. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you we stopped recording.
Oh man. All right, man. Well, I ain't got nothing else, man. Shit. So go ahead and get your shout outs out the way. Tell these niggas how y'all fuck with them.
Hey, I don't know how I feel about y'all in New Year. We'll see. See so how some of y'all think, because this corona, man. Like even the game members, they should, because they say COVID instead of Bovid.
Hey, are they really doing that shit?
I don't know, man. That's stupid. I saw it on Facebook. He's like, I'm proud for not calling COVID Bovid.
Nigga, oh man, I forgot what it was. Me and wife was watching something last night, dude. And we was watching Shameless, the new season of Shameless on HBO, which if y'all don't know, Shameless is basically about a bunch of white people who live in the slums, you know, like white trash. I'm not calling them white trash. That's what they call themselves. So don't be coming to me going, he making a slur. That's what they call themselves. But So I was watching the new season of Shameless, and the nigga William H. Macy, he plays the main character Frank, who was like a shithead, like a shithole father. He's like a fucking drug addict and an alcoholic and shit like that, and just a grifter. So somebody was walking around, because you know all these new shows or whatever, they gotta go on ahead and, you know, be talking about like racism and showing like the murals of like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and people walking around wearing masks and like, yeah, shit got different when the COVID hit. Why this nigga William H. Macy was like he called COVID the vid. And I was like, is that where Kevin Hart got that shit from? So he didn't even make that weak shit up himself. He got it from a damn TV show.
Yeah, everybody call it the vid.
Nigga. Hey man, I ain't heard nobody call this shit the V. I heard Kevin Hart say it, and then when I saw him watch his new season of Shameless, which premiered like a few months ago, I heard him say the V up on there. But I'm like, nigga, everybody else is calling it the Rona.
Rona, he's like the V, but he got that from somebody else. I heard that from somebody else.
The V,
because I just saw his comic special, but everybody else was saying it before then.
Man, I hadn't heard nobody else say the vid, dude. That's why I was so mad at him. I'm like, nigga, why are you trying to start some new shit? Like, nigga, it's the Rona. We already talked about this. Man, these niggas, the vid. Get the fuck out of my face. Oh, I got the vid. Nigga. Hey, man. Go ahead, dog.
Hey. If y'all sinus infection less than more than 2 days, then y'all probably should get checked out.
I got the vid.
It don't last that long. That's what happened to me. I had that bug, but I think Presidone actually worked. It clear all that fluid out your face.
Something I've been taking here. Of course, I've been taking my vitamin D. I'm like taking like 10,000 IUs of that a day. But it's from this company called Ancestral Farms. They got like grass fed. They deal with like grass fed cows and stuff like that. But some beef lung. I got some beef lung capsules. That's from grass fed cows or whatever, man. The first, like within the first like day or two that I started taking that shit, man, I saw it and I wasn't even feeling sick. Dog, I started coughing up all kind of like phlegm and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? That was sitting in me.
Yeah. You eat a lot of dairy stuff.
I do eat like a lot of beef or whatever. Well, you know, but I eat like cheese. I am a big fan of cheese, so yeah, that's dairy.
Yeah, if you eat a lot of that, that's probably that build up a lot of mucus and stuff in your system too.
Yeah, nigga. I was like, man. Man, y'all make sure y'all take care of y'allself, man. Don't be in denial, nigga. If you sick, don't be in denial. Don't be like, nah, I ain't sick. Like, nigga, go figure that shit out. Respectfully. All right, nigga. Well, I guess you done talking to me, so, all right, well.
God, man, I ain't finna argue with these motherfuckers online. I just said it is.
Hey, that's right. You still going back and forth with
it. Yeah, man. I was just like, you don't read comic books. Nah, I'm not finna put all this shit in here. And like, never mind, nigga.
See, you better than me, dude, because that's why I had to leave them groups, because I wasn't even trying to argue with them on the basis of, like, comic facts and shit like that. I was just like, I just started ridiculing them and being like, nigga, you stupid. Your mama don't love you. Your girlfriend, you a weak ass nigga. You know, like I be doing shit like that.
That's what I gotta leave the groups because I'm seeing these like the reviews and I'm like, just all these comic book movies got the same damn plot. I'm sorry.
But it's different when it's a company that you like that made it though. For them, at least. So, yeah, man. Can't argue with stupid. All right, man. Well, this is another episode of Uptown ENT, and damn, I guess we'll be coming to y'all live from 2021 next year, next week. Now.
Yeah, coming in saying we made it. Make sure y'all say Jumanji on at 12 a.m. 30 on the first. Like the Happy New Year.
I'm gonna go outside on my deck and yell that shit.
Everybody gonna be yelling Jumanji, and then we get a new president in a couple weeks after that.
Couple weeks after that or whatever, then it's gonna be tax time or whatever, so y'all can go ahead and, you know, get y'all tax refund money in.
If we get it after this.
Nigga, the Rona should be over within a few months, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, but since y'all talking about y'all gonna take the vaccine.
But it's just like the flu, so who knows what strand it's gonna be.
Nigga, I heard it was another mutated strain of Rona that's dominating over in the UK.
Like, how did it mutate over in the UK? That's what I'm tripping off of. Like, that's crazy.
These motherfuckers keep on eating fucking bats and shit, man.
Stop eating them animals on the side of it. They ain't got no animals on the UK, though, which is crazy. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. I don't know what kind of shit they get up with.
Motherfuckers trying to argue with me, dog. They was like, man, they was like, but that's over in the UK. I'm like, nigga, the same way last year the damn Rona started over in China, and motherfuckers like, that's all the way over there. We ain't got to worry about it. What do y'all not understand about airborne virus?
If they wearing their masks like they're supposed to be, which I know some of them, well, actually, they are wearing their masks over there. I can't even say this. I hope they are.
Nigga. Man, dude. I've seen a lot of pictures of people over this holiday season. Motherfuckers all have been in their houses. I know they all don't live up in the same house and they wearing matching pajamas. And ain't nobody wearing no mask. So I don't know, man.
Wait, the whole family wearing matching pajamas?
Yeah, nigga, you ain't see that shit, nigga. Hey, man, they must have had a that's sale this year on motherfucking flannel, on motherfucking flannel pajamas, nigga.
Man, go on somewhere, man. This Christmas overload.
Hey, man, you know my wife tried to get me to do that shit, and I was like, I'm not doing that shit. Like, y'all can do it, but I'm wearing my shit.
Yeah, I want to do that next year. I'm like, no. I'll be having to tell her, I was like, this ain't Facebook in this house. I'm sorry. When did you ever, because you trying to, she's like, we're going to do it for Facebook. I'm like, no, we not doing nothing for Facebook.
If we ain't doing it for the Vine, we not doing it for Facebook.
No, man. We don't even be on Facebook. Like, I don't even know why you care about it. Like, if your family members want to see you in these Christmas gifts, then send them pictures separately. That's how we used to do it. Your friends and stuff, man. Send them to them in the phone number, group chat, something. I don't care. Y'all can do whatever y'all want on Facebook. I'm not taking no pictures for that.
And they want to go back to the old days.
Hey, don't interrupt my vibe talking about some Facebook pictures for Facebook.
I'm trying to go back to the good old days.
Right.
Like, shit.
Somebody want to see my pictures on Facebook on my page. I ain't taking pictures. Everybody else doing it. I'm like, hey, get together, guys. We got to get ready for Facebook portrait time. No.
Nigga, we took that motherfucking picture on. We took a damn picture on Thanksgiving, nigga. I was like, look, I'm sitting right here. I'm not moving. If y'all want to come and stand around me and take the picture, that's cool. But I'm not about to be doing all that getting up and posing and shit, nigga. I was ready to go to sleep, honestly.
Hey, if you going to post something, I ain't finna get all snazzy for the book. Just take the picture and put it up there. Like, why you ain't never ended up like, because I don't want to be in the book.
Take that motherfucking picture. Nigga, I was the one taking the picture.
Yeah, like you announcing stuff, man. You know how many creeps on Facebook now? You know who following who, or where this shit be going anymore? That's why I don't really be. I'm like, nah. I don't even see my kids on, like, not new pictures of my kids on Facebook. Not for me, at least, because I'm like, I don't know who following me no more. I don't know where these pictures be going.
I didn't got to the point where now I only post like on like my son's birthday or my birthday. And that's really just me saying, hey, thank you, everybody. Or I just go ahead and get my son like a birthday shout out and then get about the way. And that's mainly just for family members because they be trying to, you know, they be trying to see how he, you know, how big he getting and stuff like that. And I'm like, here y'all go. Here go y'all yearly picture of him.
Right now, I understand. Like when this COVID stuff turned into whatever the flu is, how that can get contracted. Y'all gonna have to come around.
Nigga, or y'all could just still stay the fuck away from me.
You just update Facebook. He's like, wait a minute, hey, did they?
I kinda like motherfuckers staying away from me now. I done kinda got used to that shit.
Yeah, I feel you. But hey, I'm coming. Hey, you come we still quarantined in this house.
Mm-hmm. can't be too sure about that COVID, nigga.
Like, dang, hopefully COVID and taught everybody, well, the rest of the world how to wash their hands and what to do and buy cleaning supplies for their dirty ass house.
It's still some of these motherfuckers who still ain't washing their hands. Their house probably still nasty.
Yeah, they all work about the never mind.
We ended this show right now.
That's how they keep
we
catching.
We gonna holler at y'all in 2021.